Episode 192. Welcome to Steel and Naz, presented by Hedge Better. Today is Tuesday, July 8th. We are sponsored by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Mass., and also Drifter's Kitchen and Bar at 1464 Hancock Street in the heart and center of Quincy, Massachusetts.
City of Champions.
City Champions.
Legit.
What else is new? Kyle the Bald Eagle Sakura comes on the podcast. Three-peat. Not Lil Wayne, just a three-peat.
Three's up. Three's fucking up.
Another great interview with Kyle.
Fucking love Kyle.
Hadn't really talked to him too much all year. It was good to get him live in studio. It seemed like they battled, especially him, battling with his knee injury. A lot of turnover with the roster. It just seemed like a lot of stuff was going against the club of, not being able to do what they did the past two seasons, but that quickly went away, and they got the job done.
Laser focus.
Yep.
Dynasty.
We'll get into it.
Dynasty.
Have we done the interview at this point in the intro? Doesn't matter.
No.
It's the intro, man.
You're going to want to listen.
Yeah. After interview with Kyle, we got a couple things on the horizon here. We haven't talked since Marshawn signed a 6-year deal with the Panthers. We'll give you our thoughts. Baseball minute. Red Sox are playing the two worst teams in the league. Do we care that much? The Yankees are lost first place to the Blue Jays. I think we care kind of a little bit about that. Celtics traded away Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. We'll give you our reactions. And then I did draw up 5 questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. I'll give them more of a shout after the interview, but let's rush here and get to the interview with Kyle the Bald Eagle Sakura, 3-time MLR champion. We are now joined by 3-time three-peat champion of the MLR world, Kyle the Bald Eagle Sakura. Recurring guest here. First and foremost, congratulations.
Yes.
How does it feel to once again be on the top of the rugby world?
Thanks for having me again.
Always.
Always a pleasure to come on here. But yeah, it's awesome. I think last year we all set out, at the end of the season, like we weren't satisfied. Like, yeah, we were happy that we won, but we won another one. So yeah, it was good to accomplish it, and now we have like our own little dynasty, and yeah, it's been great.
We said the
Free Jacks.
We said the first three-peat in professional sports since Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow.
Company to be one. That is real.
Wow.
Straight out of Veterans Stadium. Fucking love it. We fucking love it.
That's electric. I didn't expect that.
Congrats so much, man. That's fucking amazing.
No, because you see
You're
all these
fucking Kobe, man.
You see all these Quincy.
You are.
You see all these Quincy Mass announcements, and it's all nice stuff, good like announcements of the three-peat, but no one really brought the Los Angeles Lakers, New England Free Jacks comparison together. Thought I have to get out there.
Great
the lead.
Great yeah.
Good start.
Yeah, that's for life.
Yeah.
That's fucking like lock that in.
When's the last back to back? I'm not going to get ahead of
back to back.
The four time.
Oh, four
last time. It doesn't matter.
I don't even recall a time.
Being in the same sentence as Kobe's pretty funny.
Yeah. No, when he's back next year, that's when I'll have to do my research again. Yeah. So we'll get back to that.
It's not one step at a time.
Yeah. One step at a time.
since we're on Kobe, how many times have you listened to three-peat by Lil Wayne in the last couple of weeks?
Never.
Never?
That's fair.
That's a good take.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyone in the locker room bumping that?
Yeah.
No, after the game, what was really bumping was My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas.
Nothing like the Humps.
I probably heard that song about 20 times. So
you guys march to the beat of your own drum. Yeah. I like it. My Humps is a classic.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucking jam. Is that like the go-to usually post-game, post-win?
Nah, usually we play that song, Freed From Desire. That's the go-to.
Who's that by?
Oh.
I have no idea.
No, but it plays when we win.
That's the song we sing after in the locker room. Yeah, yeah. That's the song that always plays.
Well, the Free Jack song that you lead by example just bumps, too.
Yeah.
I know who and what I am. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, I'm getting it.
Have we asked about that song? Who created that?
Who
made the words or whatever? How'd you get the MC spot?
Someone took it from some rugby league team in Australia does one, and that's where we took it from. This guy Bodin Waka, he usually did it, and then he left, and then that was 2023, the start of the season, and we had our guy Mitch Wilson sing it the first time, and he just totally messed it up, like missed verses out of it. And I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm the only one that knows it. So I started singing it, and then. You got to see Andrew Quatrin do it. It's actually,
yeah.
I just still pretty fucked up from the game. Like, can't really move or anything. He gets super into it, like moving around the locker room, dancing and everything. Like, he's the real maestro of it now. So okay, just passed it on.
Yeah, the torch has been passed. Yeah. Fire him up. Fire him up.
Does he look a lot like you?
Yeah.
Because I saw someone do it at, like, when you guys got back to veterans, and I thought it was you.
Nah,
and then
him.
I looked that's closer, him. And I was like, I don't know if that is the Eagle.
It's the Canadian guy. It's we met him on the bus.
Yeah. He was there.
Yeah, we did big time. I do remember.
He was rocking the mutton chops now, and he looked exactly like me. It's kind
of
crazy.
One of us was, because he's a Canadian guy, we were chanting USA, USA, and I think he bumped one of us being like, all right, tone it down a bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
great stuff,
and I'm sure we did.
Yeah,
hey, that's all good. I like that.
I'll ask about the championship game in a sec, but question I kind of want to get there on the forefront here is, you know, obviously third championship in a row. What was this season like compared to the other two? Like, it seemed like, you know, a lot of pieces have been moving each year and year out, and then you still find a way to win.
Yeah, for me personally, like, this year was a lot different just because I tore my ACL in last July.
Yeah.
So I was rehabbing pretty much the first half of the season, probably more. But I just think it's a testament to, like, the culture of our team, that anyone can just come in. It's like the next man up type of mentality. I think, like, the core group of guys, like, everyone's just bought into the culture that we have. And then it just, goes on to other guys. And I think that's, like, the biggest thing, you know, like, we probably aren't the biggest team in the league, but we definitely have the most heart and culture, and, you know, everyone's ready to just leave it all on the field for each other.
Yeah, and I think that was shown. I mean, in your time being there, did you ever face as much adversity as that semifinals game against Chicago? Ooh. I mean, that was, like, back against the wall, buckled down.
You said a huge run. It was like 17.
Yeah, it was 17. It was 17-0 Chicago in the second half. Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, I was trying to think of, like, our best comebacks. That was probably has to be it. Like, a lot of luck there, to be honest with you. Like, guy doinks it off the post, end the game.
Doinks always help.
Well, no, the feed, talk about that too.
Yeah,
the feed
like, if you were watching it on, like, ESPN2, like literally the kick of the game, like, he hits it. Did they win or does it go to OT?
No, if they had hit that. To win.
That was to win.
Yeah, we were up by one. Win.
ESPN cut off
and
it doinked.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even see it. They were if you were just watching at home, the announcers were just like, that's what I'm saying, dude. That is absolutely like,
God's a free Jacks fan.
That's Tom Brady era Patriot shit. Like, that's a victory of, like, how in the
so
fuck did that
loud.
Happen?
It was probably the loudest I've ever heard Veterans Memorial Stadium was when he was about to go kick that ball. Had to do a little bit of research. Apparently, the Wi-Fi got broke between the production feed and the stadium.
Goddamn Xfinity.
So that's why the feed cut out. So, and yeah, everyone was so loud, stomping that. That's probably what caused the interruption there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was probably, or it could have been your try to give the team the lead.
Yeah, there we go.
Place went fucking berserk.
Hey, man, that was the best feeling in the world, to be honest with you.
I'm sure it was, man. I'm sure it was. Christ. I mean, the relief on the sidelines, everything. That must have been fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was just like, just all the hard work that I put in, I guess, to get back to playing and doing all that stuff. Just like that moment just made it all pay off, you know? So,
Right. It was worth it. Let's fucking
go through all those practices. I'll go through all those games, the rehab, everything just for that moment. That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
To absolutely stick it to Chicago. Fuck yeah.
I do have to ask, so the first two championship games were, like, way out of this region. You get kind not kind of, you got a basically a home game for the championship there in Rhode Island. Just tell me kind of the feels, you know, like going on a bus this time instead of, you know, playing.
Yeah, 10 times better going on a bus. We somehow got a police escort from Quincy, which was very slow. I think we were going probably 45 miles an hour the whole way down there.
Just anticipation. Just yeah, get me yeah. there.
Just really yeah. built up, you know, the anticipation. And then, yeah, it was nice, you know, like playing in front of my family and, you know, friends. That was pretty cool. Good win, you know. Would have liked more fans to be there, but that's another thing. Yeah. And then, yeah, I took the next.
That's a shot at us, Phil.
I had a wedding.
Nah.
That's it.
Not you guys, but like.
Had a wedding. I'm sorry. I would have been on that bus.
Surely a better representation of New England rugby. You know, like, I get it. It's in Pawtucket. It's the hard travel, you know. It's not Quincy, but yeah, there's only like 5,700 people there, you know. So.
No yeah. excuse.
I think we could have.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just personally. Sorry. Personally. And then
no, that's a good shot. That's good to call. I mean, you don't go back to back to back.
And yeah, it's a like, fucking dreamy. Yeah,
we literally have nothing in Boston going on right now other than the Free Jacks winning. So you should accumulate every fucking Bruins fan, every Celtics.
Kobe was literally on the line that day.
Like, it's time to go pick the new a new team, a team that wins.
Yep.
Good call out, in my opinion.
I think so. Get the people going. Yeah. Get the people going.
If
you don't know, now you know. Yeah.
I just hate going to those cold games in the beginning. I'm a pussy. I'm such a pussy, and it turns me off.
Well, we went to the
opener. Hey, the opener was like the warmest, like one of our warmest games. It's like the best weather.
We all went to the opener, not this past season, but last season. And unfortunately, you guys lost, and we blamed it all on ourselves. That was all on us.
Nah, that could. Don't worry about that.
No. If we're at one game and we lose, that's on us.
Keep going.
I've been to more than one.
Keep going about the championship game, though.
And then we took the second slowest police escort home after that. It's just brutal. Like, I don't understand. Like, come on, we got a police escort. Like, surely we could go like the speed limit at least, you know?
Yeah, why are you going slower?
We're in the slow lane, and just like everyone's zooming past us. Just like, all right, why are we doing this? Like, there's no traffic. That's like, just get us home.
Especially the ride home. It's like, we have a fucking party to attend now. Yeah, like, exactly. Fucking move it,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Were you allowed to drink on that bus?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Oh, you had a party.
So what's the rush?
Yeah, nothing, you know?
Just the excitement of, like...
No, he just wants to go fast with the police escort. I do get it. That's like...
I do. If I had a police, I'd want it to move.
If we're going 45, I'd be like, what is this?
Yeah.
I get it.
I heard you had a big opportunity, like, yourself personally got some big opportunities in that game. Like at that proposition, just tell me a little bit more, you know, what you saw in that game.
In the championship.
Yeah, in the championship.
Yeah. I mean, I probably came on with 50th minute. So I played for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We went down to 7 guys, had a yellow card, had some huge scrums. You know, that was a lot with 7 guys. It's pretty hard with 8 when they have 8 and you have 7. Some big goal line defenses. We scored, to go up by 2 tries in 70th minute, I think. All in all, like, it was a good team win. Everyone that played on the field, like, contributed a ton, so it was good.
If you're down 8-7, I get, like, you know, the hockey power play and penalty kill, but you kind of just have to, like, sock someone so that it's even strength a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the mentality?
Why not?
I love that. Culture, like, why, how has it been so adapted, you know, towards so much success, you know, how you speaking from it, from like a Free Jacks, like, stand base there of like, where has this team gone to in terms of their culture of being able to bring guys in every year and just continue to get it done?
I think like our head coach did an interview a couple of days, weeks ago, and literally the quote was, yeah, we don't, and I think it sums up our team, like, we don't recruit for skillful players. Like, we recruit based on character of the person. And pretty much summed up our team the last month to a T. Just, like, we barely practice. Like, we probably practice once a week. And we've just been doing weird stuff as a team. Like, that's what he said in the interview.
What could you characterize as weird stuff?
Oh, man. coming in on a Monday and playing pickleball at a pickleball tournament.
Love that.
Going to the beach and doing yoga.
Ooh. Little Bill Belichick on him.
Team bonding.
team golf trip.
Ooh.
At a golf course.
Where'd you play? Anywhere good?
We played Brookside. It's in... Man, right when you get over the bridge.
Yeah, Brookside. Yeah, I think that's like Bourne area. Bourne. Okay, cool. Good team bonding skills. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Those are like good date nights.
Yeah. Good date nights with the team.
What was the first thing you said?
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah. Good date nights. So Free Jacks just got some date nights going.
A date night could go bad. A pickleball, if you bring like an unathletic girl or whatever significant other, on a that's, date to pickleball, yeah, I mean, that could go bad.
Definitely don't do that.
That could go bad.
That's a terrible thing. You're bringing an unathletic girl to pickleball. You're setting yourself up for a bad date.
Or what if, like, I'm not saying you are magic, but what if you're unathletic and she just fucking dominates?
Oh, you say no to that. You do not want to go to pickleball. If she's bad.
Watch a movie.
You.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
Be like, how about the movies?
Yeah.
How about a nice dinner?
So how is the knee currently, how is it feeling nowadays?
Yeah, it feels really good.
Awesome.
Definitely was painful.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I did a patella graft, so.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Oh, fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah, post.
Could be a gunshot. That could be a nuke.
Oh boy!
It's the eighth now. That might not be, but
we're not a political podcast. I promise.
The eighth, Christ.
Yep.
We got pretty political last episode. Keep going. A telegram.
Telegraphed. Okay. Oh man, they pretty much take your kneecap, and they cut out a tendon of it, and then they cut out a little bit of your tibia. And they fuse it to your knee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently, it's like best for athletes trying to make a comeback.
Oh, okay.
Less re-tear.
It's called
safe. Hell yeah, then.
It's so called adversity, gentlemen. It's called adversity.
They sold you on that solidly. When they said,
that's a scary word. That's a scary word.
He just came in and he's like, I think we're gonna do a patella graft. And I was like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can I play again?
Sign me up.
Hell yeah, doctor.
I'll be back for the ship.
Yeah, I trust you, man. Like, let's just do it.
Was that one of the toughest moments of your career so far?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never had a major injury like that. So,
yeah.
That was the first one. I did that meniscus in my MCL. So I was not in weight bearing for 2 or 3 months, which sucks. don't wish that on anybody.
Brutal.
Just like a lot of pain, patella pain. So you like feel it in the top of your kneecap, but you know, that's why they make ibuprofen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus other drugs, I'm sure, but we'll leave that for another day. Outside of winning the championship, what's been the best part about this year? I mean, I kind of asked the question about what's been different, but like, was there another, you know, we talked about semifinals too, which that probably kicked ass, but like, was there a part, you know, within you guys do so much within the Quincy community. You guys, like you said, bounce around, do different shit. I mean, you're a rock star around here. I mean, there's no denying that.
Man, every year is like something different, I guess. I guess like from a team standpoint, like we probably started our first 5 games, like we were 2-3. You know, everyone thought that, you know, this is it for us and probably not going to have the best season. And we have to go down to Utah, go with a totally different lineup. And we were down 28-5 at halftime, and we came back and won the game in the last second. So,
oh, wow.
I think that was like the turning point for us,
ooh,
you know, and guys were on the right ship. And then we went on a 7-game winning streak after that. So, yeah.
Champ is here.
Yeah, didn't go anywhere. Didn't go anywhere, guys.
I'd say that's a good answer to that question.
Yeah.
For sure.
These are the kind of little things that make a difference.
Yeah, it's like baseball, like you're fucking in top of the standings in April. Fucking sick. Yeah. See you later.
I feel like I remember the first time when we had you on, you were kind of like, when you won the ship, you were like, everyone's kind of going to leave because they're going to get wicked good offers. So the fact that you guys are still three in a row now. I might be wrong, but I could have sworn that's what you were kind of saying.
I think
and then it stuck around. Like there is obviously something special about this team and this area.
I think the Canadian guys really make our team. Like they obviously like play together all year round. And like they obviously have like the camaraderie and everything like that, and like they just bring everyone in. Like everyone just comes in and you're just part of the guys, you know? Like there's no piggybacking off that.
There's no America Canada.
Clicks and shit.
You can't have
well, we do have the America Canada thing. That's pretty pretty tough.
Oh yeah.
It never sleeps.
especially after the Final Four. That was
I was gonna bring up the Four Nations, USA Canada. Yeah.
That one really hurt.
What about Drake versus Kendrick? Did that get into the locker room?
Yeah.
Big time. Oh yeah.
Oh, tell us more.
We have a big guy. We have a big guy in our new guy this year, from Toronto. Big OVO guy. He loves him, and everyone was just shitting on him after Kendrick did.
Does he think he won?
Probably. He probably does. He's
Magic. Magic wants at least 50 minutes with him. Just talking to him.
Let me tell him exactly how Drake
go line by line about how he got fucking smoked.
And now he's still a year later getting his ass kicked, although he did just drop something this past on the 4th.
Ooh.
Oh.
The Iceman, he's calling himself these days. We'll see. Whatever that means.
I mean,
tell your buddy, he might be getting a comeback out of him.
Like, definitely Team Kendrick, but like, to be in a beef with the guy and then that guy gets to perform at the Super Bowl like a month later, that's tough.
That's a hard hill to climb right there.
They call you a pedophile at the Super Bowl. You forgot that part.
He did.
I mean, I'd like to hear any Drake fan talk their way out of how they won. Yeah. I mean, that's tough.
I couldn't agree more.
Did they not like us get played at all when you guys won?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Nice. I like that.
That's warranted. What does your future look like in the sport of rugby? I mean, are you hungry for more?
Gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great talk with our general manager the other week about it. I was just like, yeah, I kind of didn't know like where I was going to go after this. My dream is to obviously try to play for USA and, you know, make a World Cup and try to do that. So that's the goals right now. And if I can do that by playing well for the Free Jacks, like that's it right there. So
that would be awesome.
We're building for four. So let's go.
Let's go.
We're all
let's
rooting for you.
Did they drop the bag on the bald eagle?
What?
Did they drop the bag on the
Brinks trucks?
Of the Brinks truck. Well, we gotta whose face is all over the city.
We gotta talk to friend of the program, Mayor Tom Koch, about getting a statue next to veterans of the bald eagle. And it's gotta be with the I saw you with the beer and the no shirt on after. It's gotta be like one of those pics.
Ripping them off the shield.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you want Quincy to do a little more for this Free Jacks after three in a row? Is there anything you got?
What else they could really do for us?
Are they pretty hospitable too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think everyone's like welcome in the community, and you know, like obviously we give back a lot and show our support that way through doing all those community service events. But yeah, I think the city does an amazing job hosting us. So
just a statue and we'll call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did so you said about the boat. You guys were at Break Rock Brewing. That was kind of your celebration. Were you there in Marina? Is that what it's called? Break Rock Brewing?
No. That day I had to take it off. Like, it was the fourth day. I was just like, wow, this is getting pretty crazy. I was on the 2 days and call it kind of person, and the second day was a lot for me. So, third day was really rough. I was down in the dumps, but... hey, you got to go on the boat cruise. Like, come on.
About to Boston, boat you know.
Trip. Yeah.
So, I mean, just because we're right here doesn't mean you have to agree. Was us being on the bus the first year the best part, or has there been other part, like, of the celebrations? What's been the best celebration?
The first year was awesome, but I blacked out. So, like, I don't really remember much from the first year, which is kind of tough. Like, I just remember all of us, forgot where the first bar we went to. Cronin's?
Cronin's.
Yeah. I just remember all of us just sitting there doing the fucking luge off the shield.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And there was just like that huge puddle of fucking beer sitting there. And the guy was just like, yeah, somebody come over here and clean this up. Like, we're leaving. And we just all get back on that bus.
We finished that Grana Links that night.
Yeah, and then the guy that ran the bus tour just shoved the shield into the putting green at Granite Links. Got the nice year ban from Granite.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's legendary.
That's a storybook ending.
That was awesome.
Storybook ending.
That's We Are the Champions. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
Second year, I wasn't, I actually had a family vacation. So I wasn't, I right from San Diego, I went to Missouri. So the first night was all right. Nothing crazy, you know. Third year was, yeah. Went to Patty Chung, bought us out the Lolita's in Seaport. Got us a nice back room. It was nice.
Fancy. Former Patriots stud, Patty Chung.
Yeah. That's a little better than Cronin's.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we do this thing every year where the front row, they grow a potato. We call it a spud club. And Sunday we did that and a kangaroo court. That was pretty fun. And the theme was mobsters and gangsters. So I showed up in an all gold Velcro suit.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
It was looking great.
Yeah.
I'll have to find a picture of that and clip that right there.
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
And then, Patty Chung then invited us to his house. He had a nice, like, bouncy castle for us, pool. Were there.
Bouncy castle.
We were in Rehoboth, though. He didn't tell us. Someone in translation got lost where we thought we were going to Holbrook. Now we ended up in Rehoboth.
Rehoboth, right on the south coast.
We were literally back in fucking Pawtucket again. Yeah. Like, why did we leave? And that was nice. He fed us. And then we went to Drifters. Had a couple drinks there.
Sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah,
Drifters. Shout out Drifters.
There we go.
Great.
Sunday Night Hunters. Place packed on a Sunday.
And Southie, right? Yep. Yeah. Oh, there you go. So you're everywhere.
You were moving.
Yep.
Moving. I was having the
time
of my life.
The eagle was on the move.
Jumped up on a table, and they were all about it, and then I broke a light bulb, and they're like, yeah, you gotta leave. And I was like, okay, see you later.
Let the eagle fly.
They were all about it, though. I was just like, put my head down, walked out. Yeah. And he's like, man, I love your suit. I'm sorry. Like, sorry we gotta kick you out. I was like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, I should probably leave anyways. I'm pretty fucked up.
Pretty liquored up. Yeah.
Was this you? You weren't solo.
No, whole team was there.
Are you got to people around town? Like, I know in Quincy, but the people in like these other spots,
No, not really.
But disgusting. Nice again.
Hey, it's nice that way because you like you go anywhere fair, you never want. Mind. You know,
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You just be you.
I got to mix this question in. I did ask a little bit about the partying, which was what championship was your favorite?
You can't ask that.
Why not?
Oh, man.
Come on.
I will say, the first one was awesome. Like, come on. The boat, the bus was sick. Like, can't deny it. Come on.
We had
a great time. Yep. I can't deny the first one. Like, come on.
That Magic knows where I was going with that question.
What do you mean?
The next one.
I still have deep, deep regrets about not letting it rip with you guys and having it was my brother's engagement party. I only got one of the bars on that trip. I missed out on all the fun.
Oh yeah, got everyone.
One of the biggest misses.
I still remember at Marina Bay and people were coming up to you and they're like, "Wait, you're on the team?" And you were like, "Yeah, I'm on the team." What?
Fucking right.
best story.
I said since I stopped playing, this girl I knew. I was like, since I stopped playing baseball, I got into rugby. I was just like, I am an alternate, so I didn't play. But those guys have been roughing me up in practice. I think I pointed at you or someone else, be like, yeah, they kicked my ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Yes.
Well, because I clearly don't look like a basketball player, rugby player, not really, but could kind of.
Yeah, you could fit in.
Could fit in.
Yeah.
There we go.
Builds there, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. What's on tap for the rest of the summer?
Oh, nothing.
No.
Working. Selling life insurance. So if you know anybody that needs some insurance, I'm your guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
What company?
Yeah, well.
Northwestern Mutual.
Northwestern Mutual. Hell yeah.
There we go.
Good stuff.
Other than that, nothing. Getting married in October.
Let's go.
Oh, that's big. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Can we crash?
You'll be the first one, the first guys. Magic. On the do not show. Like if I get someone that says no, I'll invite you guys.
Unreal.
Like,
unreal.
hold you to
where
that.
Thank you, sir. There we go.
Where is it?
It's at Kirkbury Country Club in Lincoln.
Oh, oh wow. Ooh. Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. Magic, how many amazing. How many weddings have you crashed? Like, I'm dead serious.
I think I'm three or four deep.
Three or four deep.
It's been a while since the crash, yeah, no, so I'd love to get this.
One, rusty.
One
rusty.
Of the last weddings, he like wrote a blog about it, and the couple that was getting married was like, yeah, if you show up, like, you're you're dumb.
Yeah. Some of them haven't been successes. Some of them, they don't always go great, but...
It's not like, not like the movie?
No. Yeah, the Newport one was, but yeah. I'm not going to get into it.
I know some details of that. Yeah, I won't share them. But
my favorite crash for sure. But this would be great. This would be great. Even though we're kind of getting invited, but it doesn't matter.
No, but that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Awesome stuff. Kyle, I'm kind of out of questions here. I think we've kind of covered from... You know, beginning to end of this season, seems like you guys, you know, fought through a lot of adversity yourself. I mean, getting to the third straight championship again. I don't know if anyone's mentioned it. I'm not going to take credit. This is a team thing, but Kobe Bryant.
Hey, you can't beat it. You can't
beat it. Stay out of helicopters.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, we'll cut that.
Maybe we cut that. Maybe we don't. I don't know. Bald Eagle, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to the Free Jack. Let's get one more. Let's break a record.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. Why stop at three?
Yeah, just go four.
Let's fucking go.
There we go.
They're coming, Major League Rugby. They're coming.
Shield stays in Quincy.
And that was New England Free Jack's own Kyle the Bald Eagle Sakura. Kamo, once again, dominated like he does on the pitch.
What a story. What a year.
Yeah, what a year.
Comes back from an ACL tear. What do you call it? Patellagraph?
Yeah.
Patellagraph. Comes back out, scores the game-winning try, leads the, like, bringing them into the championship game. Unfucking believable.
Unreal.
Three-time champion. Three rings. Three shields.
It's big. It's major. Since the
getting last, married in October, what a stallion.
Last three episodes, we've had some heavy hitters on. Guest of the year, contention. I can smell it in the air. All of them won it. I know that Beast. Much.
Just great recurring guys coming on, and Kyle's included. Beast. It's great to see them.
They're some of our best guests ever. So, they're all having great years. We got Lights Out Lang, pro, Joey Boats, debuted album,
pro.
Yeah.
Kyle Sakura, back-to-back-to-back. First guy since Kobe fucking Bryant.
Three.
Legend.
It's going to be a tough vote. I was thinking.
It's going to be tough.
That's what I was
thinking. No, it's going to be tough. I mean, God, fucking love it.
They better, if you ever go to Logan and you see all the banners, they better have the Free Jacks ones there.
It's about time.
It's the only ones that count nowadays.
I know he's saying he wants to be low-key when he's out and about, but I mean... These guys are the only team in Boston worth a damn
right
now.
Yeah, rip it a little.
And that's like a fact. That's not even me being a Boston sports hater right now. Let's get into your shit team. Should we? Oh. Should we even bother?
What shit team are we talking about?
Any of them. Any team that isn't called the Free Jacks.
Well, we're getting into a shit team. We're getting into a team right now that just won a Stanley Cup and signed re-signed longtime Bruin. Brad Marchand to a 6-year contract extension worth $31.5 million. Average AAV here is $5.25 million. He's at 37 years old. Just a class act contract that Don Sweeney or none of those assholes over with the Boston Bruins, the Jacobs, Cam Neely, you name it. They didn't even look at this guy before they even traded him last year, thinking that he was equal to this value. They gave him the 6-year contract. He's gonna play till he's 43. Not a chance in hell.
No.
But will they give him all $31.5 million? They definitely will. But it comes to salary cap. If you can cut down his salary to 5.25 over a 6-year base.
I mean, it's a team run by Sean Thornton. Yeah. Why would he not fucking Brad?
The show goes on.
You want this?
Sam Bennett, big deal. They getting everyone back. Another team that's going to be set up for a three-peat.
And I do think they will get that.
There's no reason on paper to think that they won't.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like, injuries and shit can happen and whatnot, but like on like like the Florida Panthers should be heavy favorites to win the cup.
Yeah, the only sad part about it is if the Oilers made it again and McDavid lost 3 years in a row.
Nothing sad about that. Well, where's the sad part?
I feel bad for McDavid.
Leave Edmonton.
Leave your emotions at the door, Nass.
That's fair.
It's Florida's world.
Over there.
And we're not living in it, but Marchand is. Nope. What a way to end a career.
Yeah.
One, he has the Boston loyalty. We all still love him. No, I don't think anyone hates him here.
No.
And now he just gets to rot his days as a big-time millionaire in beautiful Florida and rip it up and win ships. I mean, maybe the best end of a career ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, hell of a career.
I envy the man.
Brought the cup back to Boston and now just gets to rip Florida, win Stanley Cups.
Florida is such a Marchand city. He's going to be loving
and
it.
And it's better.
He's going to be letting it rip post-game.
The other team that was in contention to get him might have been the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it was best case scenario. He stayed.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
If he even debated saying that, like, they could have paid him $500 million. And I would, if I'm Marchand, I'm still being like, fuck no. Fuck no.
I'd probably take $500 million.
I didn't see any of it. I genuinely think that was like ESPN. Like
bugged.
Speculation. Yeah. Like, I don't think Brad Marchand ever fucking considered moving.
No, that
around.
sounds like an offer.
I don't think
none
he ever even thought
good.
About that.
I know Naz wants 500 mil, but
I want 500 mil.
31 mil is plenty in sunny Florida. You can live a hell of a life.
And
down
shout
there.
Out no the Leafs. Contacts. Shout out the Leafs for losing Mitch Marner. Yeah. I hope that franchise burns.
Yeah, it is. They were explaining that
fuck you, Drake, while we're at it.
Fuck
you, Drake.
They were explaining like that they're the Red Sox before the Red Sox won in 04. Just pain and misery and over 50 years they haven't won a cup. I forget how long it's been now.
Do you feel bad for him?
Not at all. Fuck Toronto.
Do you feel bad for McDavid?
I do on the Oilers side. That's Edmonton, a different team. Yeah. Best player in hockey. He's literally doing everything he can.
Yeah, they had Gretzky too, dude. Fuck that franchise.
Yeah,
you should
true.
Like you had Gretzky and McDavid. That's bullshit. Fuck off.
Yeah, and they're both gonna. Well, Gretzky left at one point, and I think McDavid's halfway at the door too. I think they're trying to get Swayman. We'll see how that goes.
Well, they smoked Gretzky. That was their fault.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that doc. Because
where
don't
would
really
you most want to see McDavid go?
Where Boston. Would,
Boston. Not even close.
Without
stupid
hesitation.
Question.
Not even close.
I hope he goes to Florida.
That would
I
be
hope
nuts.
He just shits in the league and says, let's go win some ships and just fuck.
The NHL just turns into the old NBA, super teams.
WWE.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting nuts.
Some drama.
Don't come here. I'll tell you that much, McDavid. You ain't getting any closer to whatever you're looking for.
At the moment, probably not. But Higgins was a good draft pick.
Hopefully I am sorry to shit on the Bruins.
Good player.
We got a good player.
Who do we got?
Draft pick Higgins. He was a beast stud at BC. It's gonna be like a few years before he attacks. Yes.
Yeah, he's still gonna be playing at BC. Like,
but
this
like,
year.
But like, I think like that is an actual player that might be productive.
Our year
drafted.
No.
I haven't heard you say our year in a while. No. That's a little. That is concerning.
It's very concerning.
Still not saying our year is
when
fucking
you,
concerning.
Trust me, when it returns, you will know.
I'll never forget when it entered the chat.
We had too many our years. There was bound to be a little setback.
It is still our year, though.
Yeah.
That is the difference.
I mean, we just talked to our three-peat friend.
Yeah.
Our
friend. Our
year goes on.
You know whose year it's probably not going to be? The Boston Celtics. They just traded Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis because they had to get under the second wing luxury tax, whatever you call it. I can bore you with all that numbers, but I just...
That's breaking news for me. I don't know how that snuck. When did that happen? Today?
A week ago.
That snuck right under my nose.
But, you know, great Celtics that helped win a championship. Brock Banner,
nice,
team. Especially Jrue Holiday. I mean, Porzingis was hurt, sick here and there. I think I would have liked to keep Holiday another year or two, but I just don't think it was feasible with the contracts. But Porzingis was out the door from day one.
I know how awful Kristaps was in this past playoffs, but like, I witnessed in person game one versus Dallas, and he was a big fucking part of it, man.
He was a big part.
Like, do not downplay what KP did as a Celtic.
I'm just saying he was out the door.
No, oh, yeah.
They were giving him the keys to his
car. I know
car.
There's a lot of hatred. Like, it's the quick turnover memory of, like, how bad he was this one. That game one was incredible.
Yeah. And a couple other guys got deals. Luke Kornets signed with the San Antonio Spurs for good money. Al Horford's going to be out the door, they said today. He's gonna be signing with another team.
The whole team's gone.
Yeah.
Well, shout out Luke Kornet for getting your money.
Yeah.
Like, he got 5 blocks in that game and made like 10 mil.
Yeah, I think he's got like 11 a season, which is nuts.
I think he quadrupled his like career earnings. Yeah. Like almost like yearly. So like good for him.
And one playoff.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
No, yeah. Go get your money.
I got no problem with any of these
and
guys,
also like sentimental and like we loved him as like a team like dude we can just go get another Luke Kornet.
Yeah.
Easy. KP and Drew Holiday, that's much tougher to like replace.
They got back in the trades. Like,
there's another Luke Kornet out.
Anthony
there.
Simons from the Trailblazers, who averaged good like player. 20 points the past couple of years, doesn't play a lot of defense. But you know, a player that, you know, has an affordable contract, I think it's running out after this season, so they could still trade him at the trade deadline, but sounds like a good, you know, number 3 option, at least offensively, when you go into this season with a Jaylen Brown is going to be clearly the guy who's going to have to lead this team. Derek White, who they're holding these guys, him on like they're a triple, then they are a triple threat. Don't get me wrong. But you go back to, you know, Bird, McHale, Parrish, they kept moving pieces all around them and they kept that core together. You looked at even just their shine of, you know, call it 5 years, Pierce, Garnett, Ray Allen. I know Ray Allen left, but they did, like, it was a revolving door for the rest of the role players. I think that's what they're doing with that core of the three with Tatum, Brown, and White now. Pritchard's on for, you know, a couple more years here. It seems like they're going to keep Sam Hauser. Oh, wow, we got thunderstorms out there, boys.
That sounded major.
That sounded major.
More gunshots. I almost wish this team didn't win a ship because we're setting way back now. Like, we went from, like, possible dynasty setup last year to, like, this team is nowhere.
Yeah.
We're in the fucking
dumps. Yeah, but if we didn't win that ship, we'd just be here without winning that ship.
Yeah, but I don't even...
What killed you is
this team, when we did win that ship, things were so high and like real to go from dynasty to like we got to get rid of everybody now. Like we just ship Brown out of here. No. We need superstars.
We literally need him. He is a superstar.
We need to build the super team and win now.
They will be back. It's just you don't have Tatum and like the year's just kind of punted.
That's what I'd like just. Blow this thing up. Now, granted, that's what I used to always say before they win the ship.
They did blow it up, basically.
I know, so finish the job. Why hold on to these couple other rings?
Because those are your core guys that you're going to need down the stretch in the next couple years.
Bring in fresh faces.
Fresh blood.
I don't like fucking Jaylen or Derek White enough for them.
I love Derek White. Jaylen Brown, he was the NBA Finals MVP. If we want to go back and praise Porzingis for having a great game on the NBA Finals, let's talk about Jaylen Brown for a little bit.
Magic just wants the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Or the Orlando Magic. Magic, some team in
Give
Florida.
Me bring Halliburton in here.
He's out for the year too.
Is he? Fuck. Yeah. You're right. The same injury. Bring LeBron. I don't know. Bring fucking Luka.
They're talking about bringing in Damian Lillard, who just basically got cut.
He's too old.
Cut by the Bucks, so he'll come pretty cheap. And he also tore his meniscus or ACL, something like that. Yeah. So he's out for a
Who's even good in this league?
Time.
What
he's
still good here.
No, wide open. The East is wide open. If you're one of the teams that like perennially, like if you're like the Magic or like
the Knicks, or the Hawks. Yeah.
Like you got to go all fucking in this year.
Yeah.
There is no like superpower that is like stopping you, like the Celtics or the Bucks.
Can we get Giannis?
No, but Giannis could fucking.
I would love Giannis, but no.
Give me Giannis and get rid of everybody. I'll take Giannis over Jalen and Derek White.
Any day of the week.
Okay, so I'm not that far off with my talk.
Besides the second best player in the league, yeah, you got something.
Wait, what did you say?
I said besides trading for the second best player in the league.
Who's second best? Giannis?
Giannis, yeah. Big time.
Who's first best?
Jokic. Come on.
Is he on the...
No, he will not be on the team.
Yeah, I forget the quote by the Denver Nuggets guy, but he was just like, he was basically like, things have to go so terribly wrong for me to like consider doing that. Yeah. Like he was like, no.
I love this. I did love this team. I take back what I said. I'm glad they won a ship, but if you told me that this is what things were looking
purgatory.
Like 2 years after a championship, I would have. That's not expected this.
Them blowing those 2 games to the Knicks, we bit them in the ass so bad.
No, it's going
to
be a tough winter.
It's going to be a tough winter. We'll see if they contend. It is an easy Eastern Conference. Like I still think with the pieces you have, you can make some noise. I'm not saying they're going to win the Eastern Conference. I think, I mean, right now, I think the floor is to like win a playoff series.
We're so far off, but on paper right now, whatever team comes out of the West should absolutely wipe the floor.
And anybody. Literally anybody.
You could, like, whatever team wins the West should annihilate whatever team. Because, like, the Pacers just made it. They have no Haliburton.
Yeah.
The Celtics, if we do that somehow, there's no Tatum.
So. No Tatum.
Or like a very like weak Tatum or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, well, not full caliber. And same with that. Like,
we'll see how the Cavs respond. We'll
the Giannis, the it's like full on fucking Giannis with no one around him again. Like, Giannis is back to that.
Yeah. You can't win like that in today's NBA. Like, just Giannis
might be able to do it right now. East this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're saying the Bucks should load up and get Giannis's puzzle pieces so they can win again?
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, we get him. We get him.
They signed Miles Turner, which good signing, but you're gonna need a guard or something. You're gonna need someone who can really compliment him.
Do you think they would do that trade Giannis for Jalen and Derek White?
No, I don't think the Bucks would.
No.
It would have to be a lot.
It can't be that fucking good though. Yeah, yeah. We're trading our two guys for one.
Yeah. One big problem would be like some team much fucking more dumb and desperate would trade so much more than that.
Gotcha. And we already smoked them anyways.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, some other team would just be like, Giannis, here's fucking like our entire future. Like every draft pick we have and like our two best players.
Well, we already smoked
the Rockets are going to be an issue with KD, or is he far from fucking?
They're going all in.
They have a good coach.
Yeah, they got a good coach and a good young team.
Good young team. That's actually a really good spot for him. I thought both Texas stops would have been good in terms of San Antonio or Houston. Like, either one of those would have worked. I think Dallas, Dallas already has too much firepower. They wouldn't have been able to hand on his salary, but.
No, Dallas? Yeah. Dallas? Not just Dallas. I mean, Texas. Basketball looking good in Texas right now. Basketball is looking good in Texas.
They used to always talk about when the Celtics or someone, they'd go play, you know, the three teams. They call it like the horseshoe or whatever. It's tough to come out, go 3-0. It was easy for, you know, probably the past, five, seven years. Now it's back to that again of tough basketball. I mean, they just got the number one pick, Cooper Flagg. Like, how... It's so rigged, by the way, too. That's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, that was absolutely rigged. Yeah. And then the Spurs, the Spurs just got like one of the biggest freaks in the history of the sport of basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Victor Wembanyama, who's going to be a future, you know, one of the best players in the league going forward.
That guy's
going
to be having like 40, 10 games with 10 blocks. And
we haven't even talked about the NBA.
Should we get him?
Yeah. We haven't even talked about the NBA champions yet with SGA and that young core. I mean, that team, that team could win a lot more, too. They're set up for a long time.
What was their celebration like? I mean, that final sucked.
They were all literally the gameplay wasn't bad.
No, I'm sure, but like,
but they're so young that
I don't think I've ever watched a game of that Thunder team.
They showed like the locker room like after they were done partying, and there was like so many beers left. Like there was just a lot of young
business,
kids, a lot of young kids like
under the drinking age.
Like literally at 20. Well, think about it. They're not going out to the bar after the like practice or something. These guys are. So locked in. I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's not the way they're looking at things.
You're a fucking NBA champion.
I agree. They're fucking losers for that.
At least do some champagne. Yeah. Have a beer.
And don't, I mean, like, the
one of them tried their first one. One of them did do that.
Jalen Williams. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like, he was like, nah, I did it before. He was like, but I'm a fucking champ, which is the mentality they all should have had.
And he, like, hated, like, beer, which is like, if you drink it for the first time,
of course it sucks. Understandable. Yeah.
It's going to suck. Anything you drink for the first time.
Look at me. More or less I hated my first beer.
Yeah, beer 10,000.
Yeah, no, I love. Yeah, you know what I mean. I didn't. You know, not an NBA guy.
No, and then like you thought, an Oklahoma City Thunder parade was like gonna be big. It was as advertised. Like, no one really on the streets. It easy to make fun.
I drove through there once. The only thing to see for me notable was the OKC Thunder arena.
Yeah,
nice. And then I was like, I wish I picked the other route that didn't involve. Going through here.
Biggest casino in America is in Oklahoma, though.
Oh,
biggest casino in America.
I wish I had known that. Wow. Also, not that I would have stopped there because that would have been, can't do that on a cross-country trip. That could go bad.
That means you got to turn home.
Yeah.
Tough go.
Getting through Vegas is also tough.
Are we talking about the Sox? Are we talking about baseball? We're getting in?
No. Who cares?
The mid-year classic.
Is it the All-Star break?
All-Star, the Summer Classic is next week. Three guys from the Red Sox are going to the All-Star game. Aroldis Chapman Alex Bregman, who hasn't played the last 40 games, still got voted in because he kicks ass. And then Garrett Crochet, who's been the ace. If it wasn't for Tariq Skubal from the Tigers there, he'd probably be the Cy Young. But good showing. Red Sox, just a mid-team. I think their last 400 games, I think we've recited this, but 200 and 200. Just a very mediocre ball club. Trade their best hitter, even though he's a little bitch. All these young guys get called up. Roman Anthony, he will be a stud, don't get me wrong. But there's just too much inconsistencies with this team. I think they're on a 5-game winning streak, but they've literally played the two worst teams in the league, in the Nationals, and they're playing the Rockies tonight, according on Wednesday night. Tuesday night, sorry. And then the Yankees have been overtaken in the AL East by the Toronto Blue Jays.
3.5 back in July, who cares?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a loser's mentality. Just like the Red Sox.
What? It's fucking July, dude. Who gives a shit?
You should. You
just Why should
you
I?
Just lost it. Things aren't going. Besides Aaron Judge, what do you have?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Who's 40 and...
Max Fried. And who's the Cy Young candidate? Could be leading it.
Not top two. He's not even top two.
Yeah, he is.
He's not even top two.
Do statistics.
Look it up.
Who is the best team in baseball?
Probably the Detroit Tigers.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, congrats on your Red Sox. You're up 10-0 against the 21-70 Colorado Rockies.
Did I not just say that we have a 6-game winning streak because we're playing the two worst teams in baseball?
Could you beat the Rockies?
It is very realistic that the Colorado Rockies have 100 losses on like August 15th.
Which is
mathematically like possible. That's fucking crazy. They might be the worst team ever.
Dude, I watched the first inning tonight.
That's crazy.
You should have seen the throw from the shortstop, dude. He literally spiked it like 20 feet in front of the first baseman and one in the stands. It was, I don't even think that's baseball.
Still, how do you feel about Yankees, Tigers? Can they beat them?
Yeah, they could beat the Tigers. Yankees could beat anybody. They're a little downtrodden. And also, it's not just them losing that the Blue Jays are at a 9-game win streak.
Oh, yeah. Blue Jays
are hot. It's not like they just failed and lost first place. Like, a very hot team did pass them. That happens.
But the Blue Jays have had like
get hot in July.
One of the best rosters in baseball.
They'll fizzle out.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna get hot in September and win the division. Fuck you.
He's getting hot in July right now. He's getting a little ticked off. Blue Jays have one of the best rosters in the last like 3 years. They're finally getting it together. I think that's a team to look out for.
Yeah, what an asshole for George Springer to decide to like be George Springer.
That Grand
Slam
was
motherfucker,
wild.
Dude. What a motherfucker.
Wild.
They have no chance being from that godforsaken city, Toronto.
Oh yeah, are we a Toronto podcast now? We're talking about Canadian.
We hate Toronto.
No, it's literally all hate.
Also, yeah. fuck Drake one more time.
Okay, fuck Drake.
Fuck Drake.
Roman Anthony had a homer last night. It was like 440 feet. It was bomb.
Congrats, okay.
Dead center. Good stuff.
Let's get to those five questions.
Five questions.
Yeah, I might have taken the Rockies pitcher deep.
Five questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Dude. If you're looking for proper legal representation for first-time home buyers, look no further than 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Patrick J. Foley. Whether it's a Friday night, a Monday morning, or a Sunday where you know your hair is in disarray, he's got your back.
Get he works 7 days a week.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably does.
He's on call. He's on call.
What a madman.
Good luck
finding someone who works 7 days a week out there.
Yeah.
This man's a legend.
Madman.
Let's get him in the studio soon.
I know. I think he's going to come in for our NFL preview, so I'll be fine.
Love that.
Question number one. This was a poll on our recent Steel and Naz Instagram account. Since it's the summer, do we like beaches or pools?
Pools.
Pools.
Beach.
But I like fishing, that's obviously a different part of it.
I think,
but if I'm not fishing, I don't want to be at the beach.
Probably. I think pool's a better place to relax because more or less you're going to be at a place where it's a little bit more private than like a public beach, unless you're in a hotel or like an apartment complex.
It's easy to relax. It's easy to catch a nap at a beach. No one's bugging you. Everyone's doing their own thing.
And then
the only thing about the beach that sucks is sand.
Yeah, motorsports, parking,
Naz definitely hates sand.
I've learned to get around it. I like sand. I'm a sand guy now. I'm going pools because like I just think it, you know, you just go in someone's backyard, you fucking let it rip. Easier to get a barbecue going.
Thinking if you ran into the best beach in the world compared to the best pool in the world. That's how you got to think.
That's a good conversation.
Which one you picking? Best. I'm talking the best of the best.
But talking the best of the best, I'd probably go beach.
I'd probably go beach.
Yeah. Because it's definitely like,
it's
like
so much more natural.
Yeah, like natural, cooler to see.
And if it's the best, like
beaches around here, I get it. I'd rather a pool.
Everything you got everything you want is right. Like that's the thing with my pool. I mean, with a pool is like comfortability. You can get that with the nicest beach around.
Yeah.
If that happens.
But a nice pool with nice saltwater heated pool or something.
No, you're not like wrong really either way.
Yeah, I agree. Because I bet the best pool in the world is probably fucking unreal.
Yeah, for
very good. There's no doubt.
But like how complex can you get with a pool? Like I think
you can get nuts.
I think you can get pretty nuts.
You ever seen what Dubai looks like?
Dude, if there's a water slide at that pool, that's a little entertainment. You're not going to get it at a beach.
You don't think there isn't some like multi-layered fucking crazy thing in like Japan, dude?
Yeah. There are resorts that have pools that like are set up as beaches.
Yeah.
Which is another whole nother crash course.
Where do we put that? Yeah. Wait, what do we do with that? Are those excluded?
Yeah, I think.
That's a nice hybrid.
Yeah, that's. Question number two. Favorite type of egg style?
Egg style. Give me some scrambled and hot sauce.
I'm a scramby guy. I think it's pretty easy. Today I made a nice quick, wheat wrap, throw some sausage in
weed
there.
Weed wrap?
Wheat.
Oh,
yeah. Chill out. You and your marijuana.
You dumped some weed in your fucking scrambled
egg. No.
Throw
some American cheese on top. Get it going. Mix it up. Quick in and out.
I said over easy.
You over easy? Are you an over easy guy? Or you just want to say that?
I just wanted to say. What's over easy again? I probably do like them.
It's like the white.
Like when you have the yolk up top.
Yeah,
yolk. And when you stab with. I do love that.
Over it's great. I would rather that if you have like hash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I'm getting hash and eggs, I would get it over easy.
It is. It's all about what else comes. It 100%. Comes with it. Yeah, that is a big prediction. But if
is
I'm just
omelet an egg style,
I would say it's more of a scramby.
Yeah.
Well, it's an omelet.
It is an omelet. But if you're talking about like the style of egg, that's a good question.
Yeah.
If you're a viewer, DM it. If you're hearing
this. Yeah. Well, I feel like an omelet's all about what's in the omelet.
100%.
Yeah.
But you can put bacon and sausage and scrambled too.
Then it's obviously omelet.
And we just said it's off. You got to have the over easy with some other things. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Omelet's the best if that's the case.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
I think that's more of the scramble category, but we'll have to ask them. I'm not the
next time you go to a breakfast place, tell them you want scrambled eggs. Tell them you want scrambled eggs, but really you're expecting an omelet.
Okay,
see how that goes for you.
That will not go well.
Thank you very much.
That will not go well. That's not what I meant.
I'm expecting scrambled. I got him.
No, that's totally not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Well, they ain't scrambled.
No, you just got smoked.
I don't agree.
A little bit of logic.
RIP, just move on to the next question.
Okay, number three. This one's way more Magic's wheelhouse. You either get paid $1 million or 1 week to do, whatever you want with your favorite celebrity crush.
Whew. Give me the mill.
I think give me the mill. I think that's easy.
Give me the mill.
I was going to. Okay, so let's.
Sydney Sweeney, we could do some things in a week, but a mill, I could do a lot.
Okay.
With.
Yeah.
When I was writing these up, I was contemplating with the figure. So let's go down 100K. 100K or 1 week with, you said Sydney Sweeney.
That changes things.
Sophia Vergara, I don't know.
That definitely changes it. It's definitely.
Yeah, 100K. 100K. Not a mill.
100K pretty much only gets me like a house.
Down payment nowadays.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that might be the week.
Yeah,
I think that's a week.
I'm taking my shot with Sydney Sweeney and hoping I just absolutely wore in. She's like, I want this. I want him.
How about
I want with the Magic Man selling?
How about just a scumbag move? Like, you instead of taking the 100K, you go with your favorite celebrity crush, and then at the end of the week, you just. Body bagger and steal the million.
Well, that's such a scumbag. But I don't hate it, Naz.
I'm just thinking outside the box here. I'm thinking outside the box.
That's creative.
Nope. Yeah.
What were you saying?
That's all I said. I said I'd go with the.
Now I got to really debate if it's Sydney Sweeney that's getting the call.
That's a good one.
That's a real tough thing. Or do I call up my other crush, Leo or Denzel? Maybe they want to be best friends.
Ooh. Non-sexual
about it. Maybe McConaughey's just like, I like the cut of this guy's jib.
That'd be a hell of a That'd be a hell of a week.
I might ride with McConaughey. Yeah, yeah. It could go bad with Sydney. Could also be like, I'm not into this.
Yeah, yeah. Things could go bad.
Things could go bad. I might not get any sex. Then I'm going nuts in my head. Like I could add 100 fucking K. It ain't going bad with McConaughey. I know that.
No, whatever you do, it might be like, fucking. You
we're
guys,
having a good time.
Yeah, it might be just like on acid spearfishing or something, which would probably be amazing.
It could be. Any, it could be sitting on the front porch listening to oldies.
Question number four. This is more of a sports question. Boston based. Will Drake May be a top 10 QB in the league by the end of the year? Right now I have something in front of me. It's saying the number 10 quarterback in the league is Dak Prescott.
You're asking if the Patriots quarterback will be the number 10 in the league
by the end of the year. Does he have an opportunity to?
Absolutely not.
I think absolutely he does have a chance. The year two, if they're able to, I'm not saying like they're going to run the table, but if they run the table and he's a big reason for it, he gets a win or two in the playoffs. Never know, man.
Well, you're really setting yourself up to get hurt again.
That's because 10's like the fucking like betting like cut off almost, because like I feel like he could land anywhere from like 8 to like 13.
Yeah, PFF right now has him ranked as the 19th best quarterback.
He'll
going
be higher
this
than
league.
That. Easily.
Yeah,
but I don't know if he goes all the way to 10. Who was the 10?
10 was Prescott, and then afterwards Jaden Daniels.
I mean, if Prescott's
right, well, he's not going to be higher.
Prescott's not even good, right?
Prescott, he could pass because Prescott's a bum.
I'm wondering how Prescott.
I mean, get rid
high.
Of the get out of like the five. Like, no.
Yeah, no. I mean, I didn't know who they had. I was just seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even Goff like,
could
like plays
it.
On a good team, but like,
Baker
is he.
Could bomb it. Justin Herbert could.
Yeah, Baker, I'll give Baker his due. He deserves to be in the top 10. He's had a good story.
No, everyone there deserves to be in the top 10 right now, but all like three or four of those guys could.
Like I'm saying, if he lessens his turnovers, he takes advantage of Stephon Diggs just dumped Cardi B. I think that's good for team morale. That's breaking news.
Man. You guys are fucked. You guys are fucked.
Yeah, probably.
I think that was how he got back. That was key.
So I'm saying yes. I think there's a possibility he could be.
I think he improves. I don't know if he goes top 10. I don't think he goes top 10.
10 by the end of the year.
10. I can deal with 10.
Absolutely.
I think
not.
He ends at like 12.
I wrote in some book in Charleston, South Carolina.
I love a respectful.
A book that like I don't. It was on a wall or something. I just wrote 2026 NFL MVP Drake May. So that's not this year. Got a year to get better.
You got problems, man.
All those people know where you're from.
you gotta go to some Patriots therapy or something. These guys have just ruined you.
I just think that with the cheap schedule this year, with the head coach coming in, they brought in, you know, they're going to have a good defense. It's going to be about the turnover battle. And if Drake May can survive the turnover battle, you're looking at a better team this year. You're looking at a better team.
Better, sure.
Three-run home better, run.
How many wins
did
they have last year?
They had three or four. Four. So
I mean, the bar couldn't be much lower for being better.
And they're playing a shitty schedule.
That doesn't really. I mean, that helps.
People are saying 11 wins are on the table.
Yeah, not happening.
All right, this again,
but if they get five, like credit to them, better year. It is a better year. But I'm like, this city just needs to be
if
more realistic
five,
about this team.
If they get no, five,
you can't go from three wins to 11 because of a shit schedule and like unproven. If he's a good head coach, fine. He might not be good here.
We did go through the schedule though.
It's bad, I know, it's really bad. But like all, we're bad. We're
teams
are looking at us on the schedule and be like,
saying
win.
Yep.
So like, I mean, it's biased.
That's
it's
fair.
Very biased
no,
from
that,
you guys
because no,
it's
fair.
A dynasty.
I like the
mentality
insight here. Magic's putting here right now.
Like
I
it's
do
fat.
Too.
It's 100%. Any
I
other
do.
City is looking at the Patriots and being like, yeah, they were good. But now they're a bunch of random idiots.
I want you to do research and I want next week your Tampa Bay Buccaneers win total.
I'll look into it.
I'm not putting it on the spot. I want research.
Have they gained or lost anyone notable?
Research.
I just need to know that much.
The Patriots offered Chris Godwin $30 million to play, and he went back to Tampa for $20 million.
or something for 20? Like, or something like that. Like, I mean, very
that,
low.
That really says it all.
Yeah, yeah, they should say it all. They should say it all.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Tampa's going to be fine. Patriots, maybe not so much. The guy said no to 10 extra mil.
Yep.
That's how this place is viewed now. Yep. And you guys are like 11 wins from with no
I'm not saying 11
no
wins.
Reason.
And it is crazy because, like, I'm with you on Tampa. Like, I was with you with Baker and like that. But, like, Tampa's not like fucking.
They're not great.
Yeah, you shouldn't like bail on 10 mil to stay with the Buccaneers.
We get a New England.
It might be a weather thing.
It could be a yeah. It could,
it could
just
legit
like,
be like a lifestyle thing.
He's been in Tampa his whole career. Like yeah, he might.
We get a Pats Bucks matchup this year.
Where
big time
here
in Tampa?
Oof.
In Tampa.
Should we go?
Intern Andrew's trying to get me to go. I don't know. I don't know if it's in the cards. We'll see.
Could be fun.
Question number 5. I'll just get right to it. A trip to the ballpark with your favorite celebrity, dead or alive.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That is a good one. You got McConaughey in my head now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like
who's going to... I
wouldn't have said him if they wasn't already brought up, but now that he's in my head, fucking ramping a game with McConaughey would be fucking hysterical.
I'm thinking someone like John Daly, just a couple Dr. Peppers and just getting
John
after
Daly
it.
Would be great.
A lot of cigarettes. They're like, oh, no, you can't smoke. And it's like, too damn bad.
Ric Flair would be up there.
Yeah, Ric Flair. That's a good one. Condoleezza Rice.
Might be on your list.
I think it's worth for, you know, topic of discussion.
Give me Kendrick at an LA at a Dodgers game.
The Dodgers game.
Give me Kendrick.
Dodgers fucking Toronto Blue Jays game.
Give me that.
Yeah,
that's game what, 7, that's my World pick. Series final.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Give me that all day.
Wow.
That's a dream scenario.
Dream. Dream. Before we wrap up episode 192, I just want to give a big shout out to our other sponsor, Drifters Kitchen and Bar, located at 1464 Hancock Street in the heart of Quincy Center. Was there last week. Superb espresso martini. We got the hot honey pepperoni pizza that I always rave about. And then we got this Kale Caesar. Great Kale Caesar.
Ooh.
Got it.
Healthy.
Yeah, we just
do they have bar pizza there? Or is it like bar?
It's different. It's like cut yeah. into squares.
Oh. It's like Chicago Tavern style?
Yeah, it's probably more like that.
Oh. Interesting.
It was that yeah, definitely, you know, great stuff over there. They do a great job.
Gotta get in for a reveal.
Yeah. Boys gotta get some lunch sometime. Whenever Anton wants to leave the basement.
Or Showtime.
Oh
don't
yeah.
Don't forget him.
Oh, I buried probably the lead. 4-game series between the Red Sox and Rays this weekend.
Congrats on playing an MLB team for the first time. In like a month.
What a way to end the show. What a dud.
Well, I'm saying Anton, you know.
Yeah, he literally, there's only
up.
Two people
Go
in the
free,
world.
Go free, Jax.
Two people in the world who care about that series are you and Anton.
Can't wait. Gonna be great.
You guys should meet up and watch.
Yeah, that. How much milk's on it?
Go Free Jacks. Go much. Free Jacks. Best team in Boston. Only team winning around here.
Episode
shout out the Bald Eagle.
Four. If I could do sore. The like eagle noise, I could, I would, but I can't. I'm not even gonna try.
Guy's a goat. Nothing but goats coming on
try
stealing
it.
Ass.
Try
no,
it.
No.
Try it.
No.
Just try it.
Don't cut it at all.
No.
Carry fine. On.
Adios, folks.
Yep.
Adios.